When this happened, I kind of promised that I would never tell this story. But after a few drinks and a night, Jessica kind of heard the story. And after that, I was forced to tell this story. So in Baltimore Improv Group, we're not just the regular, you know, short form improv, the things you see on Whose Line Is It Anyway. We do a lot of experimental improv as well. I've done improv with dance troupes, with political cartoonists, with burlesque troupes, with Second City. And one of the more interesting shows we do is a thing called Skinesthesia. Picture this. You have a stage. It's not nearly as nice as this stage, but you have a stage. And there's a bunch of improvisers on the stage. And there's also a bunch of models who are wearing nothing but shorts. And they're men and women, and the women have pasties on. And then there's two body painters, and they get suggestions from the audience, and then they paint things on the models, and then we improvise with whatever they paint on them. So if they paint a fire hydrant on somebody, then we pretend we're a fireman or a dog or something like that. And if they paint a snake on someone's hand, then we pretend we're Adam and Eve and that kind of thing, and we do the voice of the snake and things like that. And I'd done the show about 5 times, and I got a call from the director, and he said, "Hey, we want to do Skinesthesia again." And I said, "Great, cool." And he says, "This one's paying." And that's never something you hear normally. So I'm like, "All right, paying." And I said, "Where is it?" And he kind of paused. I said, "Where is it?" And he goes, it's at a sex conference." And I pictured in my head a risque PowerPoint presentation, maybe some topless drum circle or something. But I had no idea. So I said, "Let me ask the wife, just to make sure. I've been married almost 25 years, so that's why I've been married almost 25 years. I check with the wife." So I go and I check, and you could tell we've been married 25 years because she's like, "I don't care." So, okay. Thumbs up. Good to go, right? The day of the show comes around, and he tells me it's way up north, like near the Pennsylvania line, near Conowingo Dam up there. And I'm like, "Okay." And the other performers will meet you at your house because you're the farthest up north, and we'll all pile into my SUV and we'll all drive up there. And by the way, can you guys wear just a white t-shirt and jeans and white sneakers? And I'm like, "Great. So we're going to look like Mormons on vacation or something, or, you know, up with people. Yay, come on." And the other improvisers show up, and I know most of them. Two of them are, now they're married, but they were engaged at the time, so I think they were kind of checking this off their bucket list thing. And then two others, one was brand new, he'd never improvised with Baltimore Improv Group before, and the other one was visiting from L.A. And I asked them, "Have you guys ever done Skinesthesia?" And they're like, "No." And I'm like, "Do you know where the show is?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "It's at a sex conference up north." And they're like, "Oh, no." So we all pile into the SUV, and we drive up there, and it's way up there. I mean, we're driving through cornfields and things like that, and finally there's a sign, and we pull into the place, and there's tons of cars in the middle of this field, and there's a guy like there is in those fields. He's like, "Come on, come on up, come on, all right, come on, there you go, there you go." And he goes up, and he puts the thing in my ticket, and then when he turns around, because he's got the thing that holds the tickets, that's all he's wearing. That's all he's wearing. And it is August, and it is sweaty, and it's buggy, and that's all he's got. And by the way, if you decide to go nude, and this is one thing I learned from the conference, fanny packs are very popular with that crowd. Very, very popular. And the sweatband's on your wrist for some reason. So we all kind of pile out of the SUV like lost Mormons, right? You know, we're Amish. Where are we supposed to go, right? So we all climb out of the SUV and we start walking along, and we notice that everybody's naked. Everybody is overweight and naked, and it's terrifying. And then we see a self-made slip and slide out of trash bags that's been made on a hill. But most slip and slides are lubricated with water. This one wasn't lubricated with water. It was just sweat and lubrication that was lubricating it. It was nighttime, so we're okay, let's not look too closely at that, right? And then we walk around, and we're looking for somebody. And then finally the director comes up and goes, "Oh, thank God you guys made it." And we walk around, and there's the stage. And the stage is probably 10 by 10 on a riser. It's super tiny. It's outdoors. It's lit by these hot lamps. There's about 40 seats in front of it. And there's two tech guys who aren't naked. and they are wearing flannel, which is what they're tech guys. And this is the last day of a 4-day at the convention. So they've been here the whole 4 days. So they're just done. And they're like, here's your mic. Here's your mics, wireless mics. I'm like, wireless mics? What do we need with 40 people here? And he goes, well, over there's orgy tent number one. I see the crowd go creepy. All right, okay. And there's orgy tent number two. And I look and I'm like, oh. And they're open. They're not tents. They're not enclosed tents. They're open. And all the furniture looks like something out of a Tim Burton movie, right? And I'm like, holy crap, you mean? And then I start to look, and in the dark, people are using the orgy tent. And then behind, he goes, oh, and back there, there's the bondage and enema tent is right back there. And that tent's open too. And that's what we can see from the stage as we're sitting back there. And behind you, and I'll clean this up for the room, behind you with the flashing neon sign is the lady part washing tent. That wasn't the name of it, but that's what it was. And I said, I thought, oh, to clean up. And they're like, no, it's more fun washing. And then you start hearing the noises from that tent. And there's people screaming in that tent, right? And I'm like, and then he stops me. He's like, watch out for those mics too, because if you guys get more than 3 feet near each other, you get this massive feedback. Oh, I'm thinking, this is the worst show I've ever been at. And the six of us are now meandering on stage, kind of checking out the space. And then the two body painters come running up, and they're just freaked out because they didn't know this was a sex conference either. And they show up, and then I turn to the director. I'm like, where are the models? Oh, they're going to come from the audience. So we're going to have fully naked people on stage with us. Let's do the math here. Six performers, six naked people, two body painters, tables for all the paint, in a space about 10 by 10, and you can't get closer than 3 feet to each other, or the feedback kicks in. This is going to be a great show. This is going to be the best show ever. So about 5 minutes into it, I'm on my knees about 6 inches from a guy's junk, and the junk is painted to look like Richard Nixon. That's how they painted it. And I'm interviewing Dick Nixon, right? Yeah, you guys get the joke. And someone else is behind this man, and to make the voice of the talking penis, you have to be behind the man's ass. And so the other improviser is behind going, oh, I never did it. And he's got a mic too, right? Because you have to have two mics, right? And then occasionally you would just see people doing things in the orgy tents next to us. And you're like, why are these people watching us? But you realize it's day four of a 4-day convention, right? And the people in front of us are just trying to get rehydrated. Like, they're just drinking water, and they're just sweating. I mean, they're clapping it. Yeah, it's very funny, very funny, very funny. And then the director comes up. He goes, okay, that's our first half. That's our intermission. And we all stop. We're like, intermission? Like, this is the first half. We'll be back in just a second, right? This is the second half of an hour-long improv performance at a sex conference out in the middle of nowhere in August, right? So we all walk off stage, and the first set of models walk off stage, and we're all just sitting there. And there's no green room. There's nowhere to go. So the naked people are watching the clothed people just stand there. And we are terrified because around us, people are having sex all around us, everywhere. They're all next to us. Having, and it's not just regular. It's not what you and I think of, right? No. No. It's mommy, daddy, 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 mommy, mommy pretending to be daddy. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of stuff. In fact, we get up for the second part. We get six more people to come up on stage with us, right? Six more naked people to come up on stage. And I get too close to another one of the performers with the mic, and we get this massive feedback. And somebody from the orgy tent goes, really? Now, I'm wearing a white T-shirt, by the way, which is covered from paint because some of the models decided to be funny, to mash my face into their painted bodies and things like that. Yeah, so I know it's pretty pretty fancy stuff we do as improv, right? And there was this one moment, and I'm sitting there, and I'm doing this scene, and I'm doing a scene with a woman who's painted like the hot dog from Let's Go Out to the Lobby. Remember that? Let's Go Out to the Lobby. So she's painted like a hot dog. I know, that's my life right there. And I look at her, and I'm talking and stuff, and suddenly I have to do this kind of, you know, joke take out to the audience, right? And I'm doing this joke take, and I stop, and there's a guy in the bondage enema tent, which is behind the audience, right? And he's strapped up like a side of beef, having things, I assume, put into him, right? And him and I make eye contact. And the voice in my head, it was the actual voice in my head, like the voice of God said, "What are you doing?" Show is over. We get a smattering of applause. I think it was applause. I don't know. It was a wet slapping sound, so I'm not really sure what it was. The five of us get up, and we walk past the lady part washing tent. We walk past the orgy. Somebody in the orgy tent is like, "Very funny," on the way out. We walk past the slip and slide. We get into my car. We close the doors, and we don't make eye contact with each other at all. I'm driving, and it must have been what the people, you know, that last helicopter out of Saigon must have felt like. Like, you're just making eye contact. And I'm a family man. I have kids. So, of course, in my car, I've got this giant container of hand sanitizer. And I say to everybody, "Hey, anybody want some hand sanitizer?" And everyone's hand goes up. And we sanitized everything. We sanitized our eyes, our mouth, our ears. And by the time we got back to my house, that giant container of hand sanitizer was completely empty. Thank you.